But the question that concerns me is, how can I experience the present moment all the time? I'm reminded of a significant moment for Siddhartha, the Buddha-to-be. You remember that in order to understand the causes and solutions to human suffering, he'd tried various methods, including fasting. At the point where he'd nearly starved himself and was still none the wiser, he wondered if there might be an alternative approach. He spontaneously recollected a time when he was a boy, watching his father ploughing a field. As he'd sat there in the shade of a rose apple tree, watching the ox draw furrows through the soil, he became deeply concentrated, experiencing profound states of absorption and contentment. After this recollection, he chose to take food again and subsequently entered into the same absorptions from which he then attained enlightenment. This rose apple tree incident seems to me to be almost an archetypal present moment. Siddhartha's breakthrough came when he relinquished his supreme effort, and then something else happened. His effort was an integral part of his achievement, but so was his ability to let go. So as well as the fortuitous moments of clear awareness, I also need to train myself to be more present in two apparently contradictory ways. I need consistently to make the effort and find the knack of repeatedly letting go. I want to do this because I want the freedom and happiness that comes from dwelling in the present moment. In Hapaya's Enjoying the Present article in May's Shabda, he refers to a chapter in Pierre Hadot's Philosophy as a Way of Life called Only the Present is Our Happiness. This beautiful phrase comes apparently from Goethe's Second Faust. The spirit looks not forward nor behind, only the present is our happiness. Hapaya wonders whether we attach enough importance to the practice of living as fully as we can in the present moment. I found myself reflecting on this practice over the years in different ways, but I also notice how I veer off from fully engaging with it, because, well, if I succeed, then everything will be different. I'll gain insight, and nothing will be the same again. But then nothing ever is. In this talk, I'll be looking at how we can train ourselves, as Hapaya put it, to enjoy the present. And I will look at the story of Bahir of the bark garment, using the framework of the five object-determining mental events, and refer to my own experience, particularly the practice of writing poetry. And I'll finish with some thoughts about pauses.